It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Well, last year, 2011, Windsor's Downtown Mission, through its various programs, provided over 3,500 safe nights of accommodations, served in excess of 120,000 meals, provided clothing to 5,000 individuals, and trained over 50 individuals, assisting them back into the workforce. And here to talk about Windsor's Downtown Mission, please welcome Director of Development and Community Relations, Ron Dunn. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Big JD. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you on here. Wow, an impressive 2011 year.
Yeah, absolutely. The Downtown Mission has been doing it. This is our 40th year, so every year is better and better. We try to meet the need of the community as it as the need grows, so do we. So
great. So maybe you can tell us about your role at the Downtown Mission and how long you've been with them.
Sure. Well, I've been a volunteer for about 5 years. Last September, I joined them as the Director of Development and Community Relations, as you said. Mm-hmm. So what that means is I'm responsible for public outreach, education. I help with, obviously, I'm part of the senior management team, but more importantly, I'm the money guy, as they say.
Okay.
I'm responsible for the almost $1.3 million in cash that it takes to run the mission every year.
Okay. And I'm sure everyone knows where the Downtown Mission is, but maybe you can tell us where it's located anyway, the address. And
sure. We're at 664 Victoria, which is just south of Wyandotte Street, behind the Jade restaurant there. And I've been there for about 10 years now. So,
And you also have a website, of course, and which recently got a makeover. So tell us about that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it sure is a big deal. We recognize, you know, we're trying to get into kind of this century with our technology.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of nonprofits suffer from what we suffered from, which is we put it up because we had to, and then we just left it there to die. So we're very, very proud of our new site. It's still found at www.downtownmission.com,
mm-hmm.
which is where we've been the whole time since we launched. But it's very new, very innovative, very exciting. We have stories on there. If you want to read about those that we serve, you can do that. If you want to meet the staff, you can do that. More importantly, Big JD, if you want to make a donation, you can do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's very exciting because we have no government funding and no United Way funding. So
mm-hmm.
We rely on about between 8,000 and 10,000 active donors. And those people send us their money, their hard-earned dollars. And that is available through the website in a variety of different ways. You can sponsor meals. You can pay to have people stay with us. If you want to volunteer, there's online volunteer applications.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to send us a note saying, hey, you know, we like to hear from the community, those
sure.
that help us out. So if you're looking for somebody to speak at an event, I'm your guy. You can catch me through downtownmission.com. And I'm happy to give tours. So all that can be arranged through the website.
Great.
And the website is top-notch. I'd say we're probably one of the leaders in Essex County right now in terms of our web presence. And it's got every bell and whistle on it that that money can buy. And we're sure happy with we had a local developer, in fact, from the University of Windsor here.
Oh, great.
Put it together for us. And real happy. So.
Yeah, it looks good. It's easy to navigate around, and it's pretty full-featured. Everything's there, and we'll get into more of, you know, the things that are on there, obviously,
sure.
and the ways people can contact and help and things like that. Maybe tell us a little bit about the history of the Downtown Mission. I believe it all started back in 72 with what I guess was the Open Door Lounge.
And yeah, the Open Door Lounge was a, as all good programs start off, it started off in the back room of a church at Central United Church on Olette Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I can see the dome of the church from our current facility. It had a budget of $200 a month.
Wow.
And that paid for a maximum of 28 people at a time to come in and have a cup of coffee and a day-old donut when available.
Mm-hmm.
So things have changed quite a bit. We're now serving anywhere between 200 and 240 people a day.
Yeah.
That's a hot meal. On top of that, those that spend the night with us now get a takeaway lunch,
mm-hmm.
or I guess we'd call it a breakfast, but they take it out with them. So that's another 120 meals a week. The food bank program. I mean, the history. We're very respectful of the history because without the foresight of those that came before us, we certainly wouldn't be able to do what
sure,
we've done.
Sure.
It's amazing to think that we started off in, you know, a 10 by 15 room with some card tables and some coffee and some day-old donuts to be where we're at today. You know, our total budget's $1.7 million. That's huge. So we're real proud and real blessed and real honored to be part of Windsor and Essex County community. We're the Windsor Downtown Mission, but we certainly have people from all over the county accessing our services. So
I recall at one time, I guess, in the 80s, that the open door was located at 80 Knox Arena. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but was that?
Yeah, we moved around a few times.
Yeah.
I think I want to say three or four different locations over the years, mostly temporary stays. Where the Jade is now, which if you're an old guy like me, you would remember it used to be called the Volcano.
Okay.
And so we bought the building as the Volcano, and we stayed there for a number of years, and then to our current, we bought from the Temple Baptist Church. So.
And so maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the key employees, maybe board members
sure,
at the Downtown Mission
sure.
and their roles.
Well, the great thing about the Downtown Mission is that most of the work that gets done there, and I'll say lots of it gets done indeed, it's mostly done by volunteers. Our
mm-hmm.
board is a volunteer board. Members of the community, in fact, a member of your faculty, Larry Wilson, is a law professor here at the U. He's
mm-hmm.
on our board. Our board chair is John McDonald. He's a retired Chrysler executive. I myself was on the board. That was my volunteer position for almost 5 years. It's a great board because their heart is in it. They're not there for any other reason but to help those that we serve.
Right.
Our executive director is a wonderfully dedicated individual. His name is Chandra Das, and he's been with the mission for about 23 years, and he's made his career there, and he's made his life there. He's there 7 days a week. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
get paid for seven, but he's there for seven. He's quite a guy, and under his leadership, we're allowed to do what we do every day at the mission. So there's a lot of great people. There's a very small staff. There's probably 27, 28 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that number is casual or part-time. If you walk into the kitchen, for example, we're feeding 200. August or July 25th, we fed 253 people. It was
wow.
our Christmas in July celebration.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably 15 people in the kitchen, 12 people. Only two of them are staff.
Wow.
Everybody else is volunteer. So out of that 1.7 that I mentioned, Big JD, $277,000 of it is donated dollars via your time.
Mm-hmm.
So we calculate at the end of the year, here's how much time was donated times, you know, minimum wage.
Right, right.
And it's almost $300,000. That's a very, very impressive number. And I want to emphasize that without our volunteers, we'd be nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we would not be able to do nearly what we do. Most of the programs that we offer, all the programs we offer to some extent, but, you know, we just launched, we have our own hair salon now
wow.
at the mission. You know, a haircut can go a long way, right?
Uh-huh,
to
sure.
build your confidence and to make you feel, you know, good about yourself.
Are you saying this because of my hair?
I'm thinking about getting the same haircut when I leave here. But, you know, the point is that it's a confidence booster, right?
Sure.
And it's something that we take for granted. We had a hairdresser that owns a local shop out in Tecumseh, came to us and said, hey, what can I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, somebody else donated all the salon chairs and
sure.
all that stuff.
And with you guys helping with, you know, a job bank and helping people, you know, secure some place working in the city here, I mean, that's...
It's important.
It's all part
you
of know, it.
You can't show up looking like you just rolled out of bed, right?
Right.
So having a hairdresser there once a month to do free haircuts, she asked somebody, a gentleman, hey, how long has it been since your last haircut? And his response was, well, I've been saving up. It's been about 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, you and I don't generally save for a haircut.
Take that for granted most of the time.
Right.
But, yeah.
You know, my wife spends way too much on a haircut.
Yeah.
I'm 10 bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
$8, $2 a corner, I'm out the door, right? So it's just those little things that we take for granted, as you said,
yeah.
that the mission is so dedicated to helping.
And we're on the topic of volunteers, and you mentioned that there's something on the website there that can apply,
yeah,
basically. And
there is a process. Downtownmission.com, you can jump on that site, go to the volunteer page, whether you're an individual, a church group, a group of card club members. There's just so many ways to get involved. There's ways that we haven't thought about yet. We're just willing to have you come down and talk to us. I just got a call from a scuba diving club who's going to do an underwater scuba-a-thon kind of thing for us. So there's just so many ways. Whatever your time is, whatever time you can allot to us, whatever your talents are, we'd love to talk with you about giving that to for the betterment of our community, really.
Great, and that's great. Now, from your perspective, from that of the downtown mission, what kind of shapes the city and the jobless situation, homelessness, the economy itself, and things like that? Obviously, you guys play a big role in helping with this, but are things getting better locally, would you say? Or,
well, you know, here's the thing. I get asked that question a lot, mm-hmm. and our goal really is to close. You know, we would love to retire early, as they say.
Yeah.
To go home, shut out the lights. But it's not getting any better for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of new faces. A lot of people come in from other cities that heard of all this work on the fabulous parkway that's going in.
Right, right.
The media does a great job of reporting the news all over the country, and people are showing up to work.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any, or at least not readily available, right? So from our standpoint, no. A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we were feeding, if we had 160, 165 people show up for lunch, it was a big deal to us. It was a big day.
Right.
We didn't know what to do. Now, every day is 200, and it's like a walk in the park in terms of, you know, our process, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really, we're not seeing it. I mean, people are reporting that it's getting better. And, you know, maybe it is at a certain pay scale. You know,
mm-hmm.
but if you were living on the bubble before things got bad, you're sunk right now.
Sure.
And once you're sunk, it's hard to claw your way back up to see the light, as they say. And so, no, from the mission's perspective, things aren't getting any better, or at least not fast enough for our liking.
Unfortunately, it's a vicious circle, I guess. Yeah,
it is. And we deal with a lot of people with mental illness. You know, mm-hmm. like if we look at the causes of poverty, some of it's generational, but a lot of it is, you know, drugs and alcohol addiction.
Sure, and unfortunately, those things don't seem to change.
They don't, and the government doesn't spend enough money either on trying to make them change.
Right. Sure.
There's very limited programs for people in Essex County that truly want the help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beds are full. You call detox, you can't get in. You need an appointment. Well, if you are an addicted person, you don't make appointments. If you can make appointments, you'd be, you know, you
sure.
live in the life somewhere,
yeah,
you know. So it's a difficult task, but certainly organizations like the Downtown Mission, we're all kind of pulling in the same direction,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping to make a difference.
Great. Now, I'd like to talk about some of the services that are offered by the Downtown Mission, and obviously first thing that comes to mind is food and shelter. You provide, you know, cooked meals and...
Food and shelter are the basics of human life.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have said to me, you know, how can you be poor in Canada? This is Canada, the greatest country in the world. And I agree with that statement about Canada being great. But the fact is there's people that need help, they need jobs, they need food. So food and shelter are our two biggest programs. We offer a hot lunch every day at noon, 7 days a week. There's no cost. There's no expectation. We don't take your name. We don't care why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Big JD, if you show up and you're hungry, you're going to get a meal from the mission. And that's, I think, the greatness of the mission is that we're all-encompassing and all-accepting. Some people may be wanted by the police. They mm-hmm. may be missing from their families. You know, it doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter what your faith is. It doesn't matter what your color is. We have a few simple rules that you got to follow. But everybody's welcome at the Downtown Mission. And again, like I said, that's credited to our executive director, Chandra, and to our board, and to our staff, and of course, the 150 to 200 volunteers that we have.
And now the food bank, that's something different than cooked meals, that
right.
you help to supply food to...
Yeah, we're part of the Food Bank Association.
Mm-hmm.
We're serving, or we're giving away food on an emergency basis, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1:15 or so to 3 o'clock. It's not meant to be, you know, you don't come weekly to grocery shop, but when you're stuck and you need help, we're there for you. And we're now doing, you know, 30 to 50, 55 individuals and families each of the 3 days a week that we're open.
And you also constantly have a call out, basically, for necessities and things like that. You know, you mentioned some things like, you know, donations or people that can donate time and things like that, but also necessities are an important thing.
Big JD, you read my mind. You've done this before. So listen, we need stuff, right? I shared with you already that everything we do is based on the generosity of those that give.
Right.
So right now we are extremely low in our food bank. Christmas is great, but people are still hungry, and it's August.
Yeah,
you know,
Christmas is coming.
Poverty doesn't go away in August, right? So canned meats, ham, turkey, chicken, stews, salmon, things like tea. You know those bags of Sidekicks that you just add a little bit of water to and you boil?
Sure.
You know, those are things – we all have one in our cupboard. You know, we all have two in our cupboard. Give one away. That's what I'm asking you to do. Any kind of juice in the larger containers really would help us out. Sugar, Kraft dinner, peanut butter and jam. It's a staple. I don't know. I grew up on it, so you can't. You got to have that in your cupboard. And we're just trying to help people feed their kids, and that's what we're about.
Now, you're also the editor of the Mission's newsletter called Mission Impossible. What a great name. And tell us a little bit about the newsletter.
Yeah, sure.
And how people can obtain it.
Mission Possible started a number of years ago, and it's really designed to keep our donor base informed and to give them an opportunity to see what's going on, calendar of events, and, of course, the ever-popular donation opportunity at the back. It is a fundraising effort for us because we send them out, and those that support us, if they can, they'll send us back some money. So you can get one by visiting downtownmission.com and requesting one. You can read our back issues for this year on the site. That's one of our new components to the website. And certainly, you know, if you want to give me a call at the Mission anytime, I'll give you that number. It's 973-5573. And I'm happy to make sure that I mail one out to you.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about some of the events held by the Downtown Mission. Some are annual. I know you hold a car wash in the summer as one, and you just recently had the golf tournament, which is a big deal.
The car wash that you mentioned, that's really fantastic because that is an initiative of our membership. So members are people that we help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Downtown Mission's car washes are Saturdays every other week. So the next one is August the 4th. It's $4 to have your car done, or $5 to have your van. It's done by our membership. The money goes into a recreational fund for bowling, movies, arts, camping, whatever
right. mm-hmm.
they want to do. It's really a fantastic way for membership to get involved in the community at the Mission. We have a member board member as well, so somebody's elected from the floor and they sit on our board as well. So
mm-hmm.
That's the car wash. And, of course, we have the golf tournament was July 21st, was
right.
fantastic,
mm-hmm.
out at Bellevue. You know, we raised about $10,000, which is
fantastic.
Which is a fantastic amount.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, very thankful. Hub International was our primary sponsor, but we had a lot of folks step up to the plate for that one. Next up for us is our August 26th motorcycle ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to invite everybody, all your listeners, if they happen to be motorcycle enthusiasts, come on down to the Mission. You can register right there. It's $25 if you have a bike, and it's $15 if you're a passenger. So there's a $3 breakfast. It's just what it equates to is a really nice ride out in the county with a couple of stops. We're going to stop out at Billy's in Essex.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colchester Bar and Grill, and there's a place out in Leamington. So
sounds great. Doesn't it end up with a dinner in the city or something?
It does. Yeah. It ends up at Tecumseh Roadhouse
okay.
on 42,
mm-hmm.
and there's a dinner there and a couple of beverages, yeah. of course. And it's really just a great time. The motorcyclist community in Essex County is very supportive of the Downtown Mission.
Mm-hmm. As they are of a number of things in the city.
They
which
are,
is great.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Sometimes mm-hmm. they get a bad rap, right, because they're driving a bike. But
they're
I can
bikers.
Tell you, they're bikers.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of biker friends now, and I'm proud to call them my friends because
sure.
they really do step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, we have a great little fundraiser.
Is it high tea or the tea party? Which one's next? You got two
okay,
tea
so,
parties going on.
So we're calling it, I call it the tea party because I'm not as, you know, eloquent as some of those other people at the Mission. But it's actually a fundraiser that was the brainchild of our executive director's wife, Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
So Pearl, who is a lovely lady that volunteers her time at the Mission, She put together this fundraiser. It is September the 22nd. Tickets are on sale right now. It's a high tea. So it's a traditional English tea served by mostly fine English gentlemen or those that are faking a bad accent. I'm not sure. But it really is it's a great event. Mm-hmm. It's a nice time. People bring their moms out, sometimes their dads. I was at last year's tea party. Laugh if you want to, but it was fun.
Sure.
And it raised money. And
I'm not afraid to say I'm a teetotaler.
That's right. Real men drink tea. There you go. Right. There's our commercial.
As long as you say it with a deep voice, it's cool.
Send somebody the bill for that. So that's the tea party. And then our real big event, once in a lifetime.
Got to be the anniversary.
You got it. Yeah, Big JD. We're throwing our first ever really, I'll say, self-promotion fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So it's our 40th anniversary. We're really proud of that. We created a special logo that says Serving with Compassion since 1972. That's a big deal. It's a big deal to us. And it's more of a pat on the back to Essex County because they're the ones supporting it. You know, it's not my $1.7 million. I wish it were. I wish I had it to give. But it's really a tribute to Essex County. So we have tickets that are going on sale next week. Again, it's, you know, downtownmission.com or give us a call. But we're bringing in a magician. We're calling it a magical night, Windsor Downtown Mission, a celebration of 40 years. So we have Dan Trometer from Toronto coming down. Google him. He's a fantastic, fantastic individual and a fantastic artist. So we're looking to fill the place up. It's only $40. You know, 40 anniversary, $40. It's going to be great. I think that, you know, if your listeners are out there, they should buy their tickets early.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things that I was kind of surprised that the Downtown Mission helps with. And one, you actually mentioned that I didn't, you know, have in my notes to talk about actually was the haircuts, but diapers and formula program?
Yeah, you know, it's not something that we don't generally broadcast it.
Okay.
Because it's an expensive program to run, obviously. But we recognize that there's folks out there that single moms and single dads and families that just need a hand. Mm-hmm. Diapers are expensive.
Right, yeah.
And formula is expensive. And these are things you can't do without. Mm-hmm. So we do have a quantity of diapers and formula and in fact some other baby foods that get donated. And you can come in anytime while we're open and pick that stuff up. Mm-hmm. There is no time like the food bank is certain days. If your baby's hungry, you know, or needs change, we're certainly going to help you.
And another thing was, I hope it's okay to mention this one, is the tax preparation.
Yeah, you know, no, absolutely. Somebody needs help with absolutely. That. We are a tax depot. We don't do taxes ourselves, mm-hmm. but we have a beautiful volunteer named Daniela who picks up and then drops off and files and e-files and does everything. She can go back 5 or 6 years and do all your taxes and get everything cleaned up for you. Some of the people that we serve, if you are on any kind of government assistance, you have to file your taxes. So, you know, we're there to do that. There's no charge for that. It's free.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a excellent service for somebody that can't get that done on their own. And I think you mentioned this in passing, actually, about field trips or something. What kind of trips do you guys put together?
Well, our last trip was a month or so ago, and we went out to Heritage Village.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out to Heritage Village, and we took members that wanted to go. Did the tour of all the old vehicles. Great spot out there, of course, on the Arner Town Line in Kingsville. And then we were hosted at Essex United Church. They had us in for a meal afterwards. So, you know, for those of us that that have the means, if you want to go somewhere, you go. You know, the $2 to get into Heritage Village is well worth the money. But
again, we take things for granted.
It's for granted, right? So, we try and do that. We went, before that, we did bowling. You know, we always have a Valentine's Day dance, for example, at the mission. Mm-hmm. Just things, you know, you don't want life to pass you by. And those that are marginalized and those that are hungry and hurting, life can pass you by pretty quickly.
Sure.
So we try and provide some opportunity for those that need help to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you spend your day being shooed out of corners of the city that you and I have never been in.
Right.
You know, a quick trip bowling once a year, that might be the coolest thing you've done in 20
Absolutely,
years. Who knows, eh?
Mm-hmm. And something of importance, I'm sure, is that you provide a weekly prayer service.
We do. We do. We have every Friday at 11, we have a prayer service. It's non-denominational. In fact, it's totally run by different faith groups from across Essex County that have volunteered to come in. And it's important to us because we are a Christian-based ministry. Mm-hmm. We want to give folks the opportunity to come to Christ through us, mostly through our actions. We're not you know, thumping any Bibles, or it's not a requirement of you coming to visit us. And we help certainly those of all faiths. But it is an important aspect of the mission life.
And then something I saw on the website, actually, was the Summer of Hope 2012.
Summer of Hope, you know what? It's a big deal to us because we never had it before. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we sent out letters to our 8,000 or so donors, and we just reminded them gently that, you know, what I said to you before about we have a lot of hungry folks over the summertime. So we sent them three coupons, and we've asked them to send us one in June, one in July, and one in August. We never ask you to give more than you can, right? We don't want to make you uncomfortable. We don't want to cause you any financial hardship. So, again, you know, Essex County responded. Mm-hmm. Before that event, quite frankly, we were down about $80,000 over the year. And we're starting to catch up. We're still not there yet, but we're starting to catch up. So huge thank you to all those that sent in those coupons, and I'm looking forward to the mail in August. I'm sure it'll continue, but it's a program there, you know, put out by Chandra, our executive director, that says, listen, you know, please help us help others. Mm-hmm. And the community responded.
And I also wanted to ask you about age groups you see at the Downtown Mission. Does that vary greatly?
It does. During the summer, obviously, we have more kids. Normally, they'd be in school. So, you know, we accept everybody. So the average age might be early 50s, you know. I would say more mature people. But we have families come in. We have single moms and their kids. We have couples, you know, from every demographic and multiple languages at the mission. It's really a melting pot of sorts for everybody that needs help to come in. Mm-hmm. And it's really what makes us great. It's always something new at the mission. A lot of seniors too these days too. People that just thought that their pensions would go a little farther than they are.
Yep.
People that maybe worked for the big three and their pensions have been cut. You know, Big JD, what we're seeing now are people coming in to say, I just need a little help. I can't pay the hydro and buy groceries. Mm-hmm. And that, I'll tell you, as a dad, breaks my heart, you know, because I got kids of my own, and every parent knows that we grow up wanting to provide for our kids. I mean, that's our job.
You right, know? Yep.
Especially from the man's point of view, right? I mean, it's the guy's dad's job. So mm-hmm. That's where we're at with that.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Ron. Thanks for being here and all your work at the Downtown Mission and, of course, the Downtown Mission itself. And once again, maybe you can give us the website address.
Sure. It's downtownmission.com, or give us a call at 973-5573. And thanks again, Big JD, for having us in and for all of your listeners for your support.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ron. And for more information, again, on Windsor's Downtown Mission, their services and events, check out downtownmission.com. I'm Big JD. This is You Talking to Me. Thanks for listening.